This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catrava. Mid-Missouri Muslims don't have many options when it comes to finding a mosque. The Islamic Center of Central Missouri in downtown Columbia is the largest in the area, making it a hub for worship. In 2010, the mosque reported that 1,200 people attended prayers for Eid al-Adha, the celebration marking the end of Ramadan. But as the community expands, its leaders are finding it difficult to keep up, especially where space is concerned. Reporter Ryan Schisler has the story.
It's Friday night at the Islamic Center of Central Missouri. Some nights, more than 1,000 people come to this mosque to pray. Many, like Anis Hanim Hassan, come every day. He left Columbia in 1980, when the city's Muslims worshipped in a small building on Broadway. The mosque was built in 1983 and the Islamic school in 1997. When Hassan came back to Columbia this year, he found not only new facilities, but also a larger community already outgrowing its space.
But on Friday, all you do come up here on Friday, you won't be able to get in here. That room is crowded, this room is crowded, downstairs is crowded.
Overcrowding like that is what the mosque leaders have been trying to accommodate for years. On peak days, worshippers have had to pray in the hallways or even outdoors. Community members have drawn up ideas to expand the building, but leaders say there's a big problem, money. Mosque Secretary Rafa Nizam says students, like himself, are causing much of the growth, and many can't afford to contribute to fundraisers. He says only financially established members of the community are able to make substantial donations, and even then, that's not enough.
You can only ask me a few, like once or twice a year, for like a solid donation, so the process is pretty slow.
Since money is still just trickling in, there are no definite plans for expansion yet, so nobody is quite sure how much the final bill will be. But many agree there is a need. Misrata Ivankovic is the principal of the Islamic School of Columbia, which the mosque operates. This year, there are 57 students enrolled.
That's one of our main challenges, is really a space, adequate space for the school, because we are really using these facilities that were not built for the school purposes.
The proposed expansion plan would give the school a gym, a cafeteria, and more classrooms. It would also let the school serve middle school students in addition to its current K-5 classes. Nizam says the community might apply for a loan from the Islamic Development Bank, based in Saudi Arabia. The bank gives low-interest loans to small Muslim communities around the world to develop their facilities. The community hopes to have raised enough money to start building the new facilities by 2016. With Megan Rentschler and Evan Townsend, I'm Ryan Schisler, KBIA News.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update on KBIA. Find out more about challenges facing small Muslim communities at ColumbiaFaithAndValues.com. I'm Kelly Catrava. Thanks for tuning in.